There was no building going on. My daddy had worked for the WPA, mm-hmm. and there was just nothing going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just mm-hmm. couldn't make a living. Mm-hmm. And we had struggled from like 29 to this time, and mm-hmm. just 7 years of just real strife. Mm-hmm. And everybody in town, you charge groceries, though, it's a grocery mm-hmm. store and mm-hmm. thing. And one grocerman there, Mr. Strayer, I remember, had no children, but Mr. Strayer practically fed the whole town. Mm-hmm. And we owed him $600 mm-hmm. in 1937 in the wintertime and no work. And I remember my father thought he would never be able to pay him back. Mm-hmm. So he gave him our house.
Oh.
And called it even.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we moved to Little Rock.
Oh.
And our house went for $600 worth of groceries.
Wow. Mm.
But I cheap about a pretty good house for $1,000, I'd say.
Well, yeah, probably so.
In fact, the house two doors down from where we moved. We moved to a pretty nice house. I remember the rent was $25 a month. It was in 1937. And it was a real nice house. And two doors down from us was even a nicer house, which had a lower level, double garage, and a split level, which was fancy, fancy in those days. The house must not have been over 10, 12 years old. And it sold for $1,200. My daddy tried so hard to buy it, but he couldn't buy it. He couldn't get it financed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It wasn't like today when you could get so much down. I mean, you had to find a bank that had the money to loan it to you. Mm-hmm. You had to be solid, and since he didn't have a regular job, he couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was went for $1,200. Mm-hmm. And that house today, that house is something that's $1,200 probably today. I bet you that same house, I can remember it, would probably sell for $18,000 to $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a good house.
Yeah.
So it's funny how times change.
Yeah. Well, now the living room. Well, now that was, well, like in this house, your house here.
Oh.
What do you call this room that we're sitting
living
in?
Living room.
Okay, but now the living room, though, in this house.
I don't remember anything about it except my mama's piano was in there. She taught piano lessons in there, so it was big enough to sit in and have a piano.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have like a separate room that was just for entertaining guests?
Oh,
or
no.
Kind of
well. That would have been it.
That would have been it.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, that's where a company sat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the activity was, other than eating and sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this, I'm just going to get into the question part now. Now, if a house has a fireplace in it, you'd say the smoke goes up through the...
The chimney.
And the open place, in the like on the front of a fireplace, the...
Hearth?
And do you know what they call those metal things that people put in a a fireplace to lay the logs across?
Andirons or log irons. Most people probably call them log irons, but I believe they're andirons.
Okay. And the thing up above the fireplace, kind of a shelf.
Metal.
And a big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace to burn, like, for a long time.
Well, we called it a log, but of course it wasn't. That's what everybody said, put a log on the fire.
Yeah. Did you have a fireplace in this house?
No.
What about little pieces of wood that you'd use to start a fire?
Kindling.
You know about that. Okay, what would you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Well, now I would say soot, but back then I would have said soot. S-U-T, the way we pronounced it. I hardly recognize it when it was spelled S-O-O-T.
You didn't think it could be the same word. Yeah, it was...
Oh, there were a lot of words when I learned to
spell
them and recognize them. I thought, golly, all my life I've called that so-and-so, and it's not even close, you know.